Good morning. Today's reading is taken from Skin Lane by Neil Bartlett, beginning at chapter 10. Some nights, the air itself seems to thicken. All across London, people leave their bedroom windows open, their sheets grow damp, and their dreams play themselves out with heavy, sweat-stained slowness. Mr. F's was no exception. As if conserving their energy, the sickeningly familiar images prowled around him in the dark, taunting him with their power over him by making him wait. It had been a long time, after all. Helpless in the heat, he had to lie there on his back and wait. Wait for the key, wait for the light switch, wait for the slow swinging open of the bathroom door. And then, when the dream had finally had enough of toying with him and took him, when the proceedings reached their climactic moment and his neck arched back and his throat opened to emit its terrible, helpless, howling scream, it left him hanging. The sound in his throat died away in a series of obscene gasps and pleas for mercy, and horribly, he didn't wake up. There was no release, no return to the relative safety of his darkened bedroom. He opened his eyes and discovered that he was still in the bathroom, slumped on the floor with his back to the door, bathed in sweat, his mouth hanging open and tears pricking his eyes. And the body was still there too. He didn't dare move. This had never happened before. What was it waiting for? Was the next move up to him? Using the door to support himself, he slowly got to his feet. Nothing in the bathroom appeared to have changed. The light from the bare bulb still picked out every detail. Holding his breath as much as he could, he could hear too much of himself and he wanted there to be silence. He checked. He looked again from the defenceless hands to the perfect, hairless chest, from the spread, tangled locks to the limp meat of the upside-down genitals. Nothing had been disturbed. Everything was as it should be. At least he looks peaceful, thought Mr. F. He moved one pace closer to the bath, steeled himself, and looked down at his face, at beauty, lying there looking more asleep than dead, his pale features resting on the hard pillow of that cool white enamel. Best place to be on a night like this, thought Mr. F. Then he saw it. The pulse, beating in the side of the boy's neck. His first thought was that this was not possible, that it was just his fear making him imagine things. And it was true. He could feel something very cold taking hold of the pit of his stomach. Without taking his eyes off the boy's neck or off the vein he thought he could see ticking there, he slowly reached out towards the hand towel on the rail at the side of the wash basin, ready to whip it to his mouth if he started to vomit. But his reaching hand stopped in midair because he knew it was coming, and it did. Beauty stirred, gently, as if the enamel of the bathtub was indeed the linen of a pillow, and he wanted to nestle his cheek deeper in its softness. His right eyelid trembled, and then, without warning, both his eyes flew wide open, both pupils staring straight at Mr. F. Of course. Here ends the reading. Have a very good day.